Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Kansas City, Missouri. 24 hours away, 23 hours away from the, well, less than that, from the NFL draft. I can't wait. My main man, Zach Gelb, and I are going to hold it down. But before we get there, we got a lot to do tonight. We got to start off here. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. They won a basketball series. The New York Knicks went to the playoffs and have done something that they haven't done since 2013. They beat the Cavs tonight, 106-95. We're going to talk about that momentarily. That's not the only game going on tonight. The Grizzlies, they knock off the Lakers, 116-99, to stay alive. The Heat trying to knock off the Bucks. The Heat currently lead 28-22. We had mentioned this briefly just a couple of days ago, maybe last night. We realistically might have a New York Knicks-Miami Heat playoff series. I don't know. Like, what am I, stuck in the 90s? Quite possibly. But that might actually happen. And then we have the Warriors and Kings. They're getting ready to tip off any minute now. And so I'm looking forward to hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Whether you're tuned in on the free Odyssey app, you could be on CBSSportsRadio.com. You could be tuning in right now on your local affiliate. I don't know what that station is where you live, but you probably do. And then you also got SiriusXM Channel 158, and you got plenty of people who are locked in on smart speakers because they are oh so smart. Before we do anything, I only want to know how you feel, Shep. Super producer and host Dave Shepard here holding it down in New York City. Shep, I miss you already.
I miss you, JR. I'm doing well, my friend. How are you? How was getting out to Kansas City this morning?
It was fine. I left in the afternoon. And it's been quite adventurous already here in Kansas City. On the plane on the way over, the flight attendants wanted to ask me if I was an NFL running back. I said, no, I just talk for a living. And so that was interesting. The Uber driver who just dropped me off here at the station, he asked me if I was an NFL player. And I'm like, are these people actually looking at me? I mean, maybe I could be the world's smallest running back, but I mean, well, damn. And then I get off at the airport and I'm going to baggage claim and I see this giant rat. It's like an 8-foot rat. I said, what is this? And it was the Kansas City Chiefs mascot. And I actually put a post up about that on my social media at JR Sport Brief if you want to see me and a gigantic rat. And so, yes, Shep, I've only been here for a few hours and it's already been quite busy.
I saw that picture, man. I love it.
Yeah, well, if you want rat, man, I'll send some rat to New York. People can eat rat, okay?
That sounds good. There's plenty here, but, you know, one more wouldn't be a bad thing.
I can dig it. And speaking of New York City, oh, my goodness. And by the way, if you want to talk to us, yes, it's very simple here, folks. You know how to call 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And it is at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. I just told you about this. The New York Knicks won a playoff series. The New York Knicks are actually a good basketball team. The New York Knicks have advanced. They're not a joke. Their owner, James Dolan, he might still be one of the worst owners in professional sports. He's petty. He can't get out of his way. He acts like a little petulant child. But the New York Knicks are actually good. It took the Knicks 5 games, and tonight they finished them off in Cleveland. The final score, 106-95. Here, let me get this news out the way. Julius Randle tried to block a shot, and he ended up spraining his ankle again. He did not participate in the second half of the game. But these are the big names that helped step up for the New York Knicks tonight. You had Obi Toppin filling in for Julius Randle. He came through and he dropped 12 points in the third quarter to help the New York Knicks take, at one point, an 18-point lead. It doesn't just stop there. Brunson poured in 28 points. You had R.J. Barrett give you 21. Emmanuel quickly gave you 19 points. And then how about this dude? Mitchell Robinson, who it feels like about a month ago complained about his lack of touches, how Mitchell Robinson was just there for cardio purposes. Oh, he was brutalizing the Cleveland Cavaliers. 13 points, 18 rebounds, 11 of them offensive. He had 3 blocks. And so Mitchell Robinson earning all of his money tonight. And he was even contributing on the offensive side of the ball. How about an alley-oop dunk in the fourth to put the Knicks up by 12? This is courtesy of the Knicks Radio Network.
Knicks ball, not a shoot. Brunson, left to the midcourt circle. Doubled. Passes, dribble to Hart. Turns. Throws it up. Robinson waiting with the stuff. Alley-oop for the Knicks. Timeout Cleveland with 6:14 to go. Knicks by 12 at 96-84.
New York Knicks were rolling. Mitchell Robinson was out there rolling. He didn't just stop there. I told you about his 11 offensive rebounds. Mitchell Robinson's just like, I got that. Don't worry. That's mine. Listen to this putback.
Final 4 minutes. Knicks ball with tennis shoot. Quickly, straight on. Up high screen. Drives in the lane. Running floater. Back of the rim. No. Slammed down by Robinson with the left. It was clean. And the Knicks by 12. Robinson a double-double with 11 and 14.
I mean, it's slam dunk this, slam dunk that, rebound this, rebound that. Let's take a listen to this tip-in, which put the Knicks up 14 in the fourth quarter.
3:32 to go. Knicks up 98-86. Brunson, high left. Doubled, near midcourt, the bounce to Hart, skips it, Barron waiting, drives in the lane, up with the left, no, tipped up and in, Mitchell Robinson punched it up and through, another putback, Knicks by 14.
Did you hear the fans booing? The Cleveland Cavalier fans were booing the Cavs because the Cleveland Cavaliers were soft. Mitchell Robinson just said it a few days ago. He said this team is soft. And if you take a look at the numbers tonight, this is pretty bad for any team. In the NBA, at home, in high school, NBA 2K, the Cleveland Cavaliers were out-rebounded 48-30. Let me remind you of something here. The Cleveland Cavaliers got 2 giants. You got Jared Allen. You got Mobley out there. They're supposed to be blocking shots and moving people out the way. They didn't want no smoke. They weren't ready, in the words of Kevin Hart. And so Mobley tonight, where was he? 6 points, 9 rebounds. Where was Jared Allen tonight? Oh, my God. 4 points and 4 rebounds. Between Mobley and Allen, these 2 gigantic 7-footers, they combined for 1 block. Disastrous. 13 rebounds between the 2 of them. I told you Mitchell Robinson, he had 18 of them. This is sad. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they got to work on their bench. They got to work on their toughness. They only had 19 points off the bench tonight. Emmanuel Quickley, by himself for the New York Knicks, he said, "Don't worry, I got 19 all by myself." And so the New York Knicks, they now wait for the winner between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Miami Heat. This is something that Knicks fans haven't heard in a long time. This is the New York Knicks, their final call as they move on to the second round of the playoffs.
Mitchell fitting, dribbling it down for the Cavaliers. 5 seconds to go. Knicks fans rise in Cleveland. 3 seconds, two, one. Donovan Mitchell, of all people, dribbles it out. It's over. For the first time in a decade, the Knicks are moving on to the second round. Final score in Game 5, the Knicks 106, the Cavaliers 95. Knicks fans, you've waited a long time. Celebrate. Honk your horns. It's happening. Knicks are moving on in the playoffs.
I would have expected a little bit more enthusiasm. Well, I know the New York Knicks fans, if they were at Madison Square Garden right now, the New York Knicks, their fans, would be flowing into the streets right now. They would be climbing poles. They would be blocking traffic. They would be drinking Hennessy. They would be filming videos for social media. They would be screaming. They would be yelling. They would be losing their absolute minds. And here it is. The New York Knicks have advanced. And the way the Bucks have played, if the Bucks can bounce back, the Knicks should be able to compete. The way the Miami Heat are playing, it should be a good series. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I am because I feel like it. The Knicks might make the Eastern Conference Finals. It's a possibility. But let's slow our roll. Let's go back to this game. Somebody who just joined the New York Knicks, helped turn them into a legitimate squad, a key piece. He didn't have the greatest of games, but he is a gamer. Josh Hart only had 4 points tonight, but he had 12 rebounds. That's called toughness, out-rebounding 7-foot giants like Allen and Mobley. Josh Hart, he talked about how they were able to put the clamps on Donovan Mitchell this game.
A good team effort. When I was getting cooked, my guys helped me. When he'll make moves and I was gone, my guys closed driving lanes for me. So I got to give them a lot of the credit, man. They helped me and they allowed me to be physical and be aggressive. And I knew they had my back.
Yeah, Josh Hart talking to the folks at the Madison Square Garden Network. And Donovan Mitchell tonight, oh yeah, he was able to put up 28 points. They haven't made life easy for Donovan Mitchell this series. Not at all. We know that he can fill up the box score. Took him 26 shots to get to his 28 points tonight. But throughout the course of this series, not the same dynamic score that you would consistently see. The game before this, Donovan Mitchell only had 11 points. Before that, 22. Before that, 17. And he started off with a bang early on with 38. Not ideal. Not an ideal series for Donovan Mitchell. Even Darius Garland, who had 21 points tonight, he fouled out at the end of the game. RJ Barrett. Knicks fans love him. They hate him. They love him. They hate him. Tonight, he had 21 points. The other night, he was getting cheered in Madison Square Garden. RJ also spoke to MSG, and he said in his, as relaxed as he can be, he says, "Hell yeah, we're excited to win this series."
Man, it feels great. You know, we fought all year long. I mean, we just been playing hard as a team, you know, and then getting this guy right here was huge. So, you know, we're happy and, you know, more basketball to come.
Yeah, that guy is Josh Hart. A gamer, a showstopper. He might wow you one day with some scoring, but one thing he is always going to do, he's going to play hard. And he helped bring that to a New York Knicks team that already got a little bit of an attitude. You got Julius Randle ready to fight his own teammates. You got complaining ass Mitchell Robinson. You got quiet leader and Brunson ready to put people in their place. The New York Knicks are moving along. And you want to talk about a leader. The New York Knicks, their leader, Coach Tom Thibodeau, the hard-nosed dude, one of the hard-nosed dudes in the NBA as a coach. He runs his players into the ground. He doesn't play rookies. He wants and demands that you play defense. Tibbs talked about what went well for his New York Knicks this series.
For us, you know, things clicked for us, and I thought we played well down the stretch of the regular season and carried over into the playoffs. And then we had a number of guys step up.
The New York Knicks stepping up. 10 years, 2013 is the last time the New York Knicks won a playoff series. 2013. Carmelo Anthony is watching basketball just like you and me right now. If you want to go even further back to the last time the New York Knicks might have had legitimate playoff success, we got to go back about 23 years. We got to look at Allen Houston, who is now an executive with the New York Knicks. We got to look at and Larry Johnson, who is now a community liaison and ambassador for the New York Knicks. We got to look at Latrell Sprewell, who's an ambassador as well. Must be nice to clap your hands, smile, cheer, and get a paycheck. Not too shabby. The New York Knicks have been in a terrible place, and Knicks fans are absolutely losing their minds. Take it easy. Enjoy, but don't go too wild. And up next for the New York Knicks, it might be the Heat. That would be a classic series, a little bit of a throwback. Or it might be the Bucks. Giannis running around with a busted back. Right now, the Heat lead the Bucks 44-38. Only 2-3 minutes into the second quarter, so they have a lot to do. To get a feeling, a better feeling of the excitement of Knicks fans, let's hear from a Knicks fan. Let's hear from the voice of the NBA. Covering it on ABC, his name is Mike Breen. He is also the television voice of the New York Knicks. This is the final call from the Madison Square Garden Network.
And that'll do it. Tom Thibodeau, J.B. Bickerstaff exchange handshakes for the first time in 10 years. Knicks are in the second round of the playoffs. Just the second time in 22 years the Knicks win a playoff series. An amazing bounce-back season continues as the Knicks will now face the winner of the Milwaukee-Miami series.
Yeah, wow. How about this? What a day for New York sports. The New York Knicks actually advance. Aaron Rodgers is introduced to the New York Jets. I mean, watching Aaron Rodgers in a Jets jersey today was an interesting view. And so we have a lot to do the rest of this show. The phone lines are open right now if you want to talk to me. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are just getting started. The Knicks, they win, knock off the Cavs. The Warriors and Kings just getting underway. Man, the Heat and the Bucks playing it close. The Bucks trying to stay alive. We're going to talk and we're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers, the newest New York Jet. We're going to give you a top six list of some of the biggest busts from the quarterback position that the NFL has ever seen. We got a lot to do. We got a lot to get into. A matter of fact, we're going to talk about the Grizzlies and the Lakers on the other side of the break because the Grizzlies stayed alive. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coming to you live from Kansas City ahead of the NFL draft right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, it's a lot of fun. We got a lot of basketball games tonight. The New York Knickerbockers just knocked off the Cavaliers to win their first series in 10 years, 106-95. We got the Golden State Warriors going at it right now with the Kings. The Kings currently lead 19-16. Got the Bucks and Heat playing it close. Halfway through the second quarter, the Bucks lead 54-50. And then we do have another game that finished up not too long ago. The Grizzlies are staying alive. Facing elimination at home against the Los Angeles Lakers, the Memphis Grizzlies win 116-99. You want to know who showed up? Both Desmond Bane and Ja Morant. They go out there and they combine for 64 points. Desmond Bane, 33 points and 10 rebounds. Ja Morant, 31 points and 10 rebounds. Jaren Jackson Jr., the defensive player of the year, coming through with 18 points and 10 rebounds. They came through. They came through to fight. Pretty wild. The Los Angeles Lakers, even though they lost, they did come through and they tried. They attempted with no results, or at least not with a W. They went on a run 20-7 in the fourth, but they could not get closer than 12 points. And you can thank the gentleman that I just mentioned, both Ja Morant and Desmond Bane. Even in the third quarter, Ja Morant lighting it up. Late in the third quarter, he's busy. You know, he's not a tall guy. He's a small guy, but he plays tall, jumping over everybody. He went into the paint, and he helped put the Grizzlies up 94-76. This is courtesy of the Grizzlies Radio Network.
Morant working the clock down. 5-4. Morant peering in from the top. Crosses over on Schroeder. Explodes to the basket. Scoops around Davis and scores again. Ja Morant has taken over the ball game. Morant with 29. 94-76. 18-point Grizzly lead. Three quarters down. One quarter to go. They are dancing in the aisles at FedEx Forum.
Yeah, they didn't have too much to dance about this whole series, did they? Nothing, right? Desmond Bane, the other guy, 33 points, 10 rebounds. In the fourth, he helped extend the lead as well. Listen to this.
12 on the shot clock. Bane called for a screen from Aldama. Now gets a switch and is picked up by Wenyen Gabriel. Bane gets by Gabriel again to the window. Left-hand layup is good. He's fouled. He'll get one more. And it may be time to start thinking about turning the lights off in Los Angeles. 176. Bane now with 30.
Turn the lights off. I know it's a future song. I know it's also a figure of speech. Turn off the lights. Hey, Shep, it's inappropriate to talk about a fat lady singing, right? You can't do that no more?
I don't think so, unfortunately. Or fortunately, okay. Depending on how you perceive weight in this country.
Okay. Well, I just said it. Anyway.
No, you asked if you could say it. It's different.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I brought it up, though. I brought it up, not Shep. Leave him alone. I talked about a fat lady singing. Either way, there was no fat lady singing for the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. Allie LaForce of TNT. She spoke to Ja Morant after the game, and her line of questioning went a little like this. Hey, you're at home. You could have been sent on vacation. Why you ain't lose? This is what Ja Morant had to say.
It's our home floor, home crowd. You know, we feed off their energy, and, you know, every time we, you know, play in this building, they bring it every time for us, you know, give us the energy we need to, you know, go get a win. And this pretty much, you know, who we do it for, you know, outside of, you know, ourselves, the team, the organization, our families, you know, our fans is, you know, very important to us. So
you know, coming out here and, you know, protecting home floor is, you know, something we take pride in and, you know, something, you know, we plan to continue to do.
How much of a relief was it with all the talk that was going on in this series to come out and show with actions what you can do?
It's big time, you know. I feel like, you know, that's what we got to do. As much, you know, as we, you know, tell each other in the locker room after losses or, you know, even wins, you know, the things we got to do to come out and get a win, you know, versus this team, we definitely got to take action on it. So tonight, I feel like, you know, we did a decent job, but, you know, we got to be better, especially late in the game, you know, up, you know, 20-plus, and then, you know, allow them to start, you know, chipping away. We got to, you know, finish stronger.
I love how John Morant talked about, well, I guess the team's commitment to the fans, teammates, other players, organization. I'm sure John Morant, he's shown that respect the whole season. I'm sure he has. No, I'm being a jerk. Of course he has not. But he's realizing it now, and I guess he's happy to be out there even playing basketball. Congratulations, John Morant. Now let's take a look at one of his teammates. Or, well, let's slow down. Let's take a look collectively at the players who are crap tonight. Let's start off, unfortunately, with LeBron James. LeBron James, crap. 15 points. 5 of 17 shooting. 1 of 9 from deep. Ouch. LeBron did have 15 and 10 rebounds and 5 assists. D'Angelo Russell, who can show up one game and knock down threes and become Casper, the friendly ghost, the next, he only had 11 points. That's garbage. Anthony Davis, he led the way tonight. We had the good version of Anthony Davis. 31 points and 19 rebounds. Anthony Davis was the best Los Angeles Laker. And if you want to find a silver lining, especially if you happen to be a fan of the Lakers, Dylan Brooks got pulled for a minute. And Dylan Brooks had another garbage game. He was super trash. 8 points. He was 3 of 15 shooting. Dylan Brooks took 10 threes and only made 2 of them. Let me say that again. Dylan Brooks finished with 8 points. He took 15 shots. He only made 3. And at one point, Taylor Jenkins said, hey, come here. Sit down next to me. You suck. I'm sure he didn't say that, but in my brain, it makes for a much better story. Either way, the Memphis Grizzlies, they win. They stay alive against the Lakers, 116-99. They go back to Los Angeles on Friday. I will imagine LeBron James will not have a 15-10 game, especially coming off of a 2020 game. Highly unlikely. Let's see if the Lakers can end the Grizzlies back home in Los Angeles. I am in Kansas City. You know how to reach me. It is very, very simple. The number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A lot going on in the world of sports. We're going to get to the top 6 list. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We're going to talk more basketball as the Kings and the Warriors and the Bucks and the Heat go at it. But when we come back from break, I'll talk to you if you want to talk to me. And then we had other news in the NBA. Everything didn't involve the basketball court. The Houston Rockets, I don't know if unveiled is the appropriate word, but they put Ime Udoka in front of the press and they said, this is our new coach. We're going to hear from Ime Udoka on the other side of the break. We'll get into Aaron Rodgers.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff, and No, I'm saying I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody here in Kansas City. So hospitable. People are telling me where to find food. They're like, hey, hit me up if you need food recommendations. I'm like, thanks. You know, I've been here before. I don't know. Is it blasphemous for me to say I don't really want to have barbecue? I don't. Shep, what are they going to do? Hang me upside down by my feet for saying that? Like,
of course not.
No, but this is the barbecue, 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 barbecue. I'm like,
you in Memphis or something? Is that so hard, KC?
Uh-oh.
That's
you're going to get
Kansas City's known for.
It is. You're going to get hung upside down.
It's not known for barbecue. That's
yes, it is.
Memphis's turf.
No. Oh, man. Here we go. Why? Because you spent time down there?
I lived there for 3 years, and I know where the capital of the world of barbecue exists. It's not Kansas City. And you can call that Super Bowl Sunday all you want, but it's not barbecue Sunday.
Uh-oh. Man, you in for it now. You
I'm
are
trying to
in,
stir and cause trouble for you, Jerry. I've never heard anyone say Kansas City is where the capital barbecue of the world is.
Oh, my God. You're not causing trouble for me. Not for me, but for you. Kansas City is known for waterfalls, the Chiefs, and barbecue, man. It is.
Got Mahomes, Kelce, Reed. Ain't that enough?
No, barbecue, man. Google it. And this is my point, and I guess I'll put myself in the same boat as you. There's plenty of places that have terrific barbecue. Plenty of places. Tons. I mean, I go to Texas. I can go to Austin. I love Austin. I get barbecue in Austin, get barbecue in Memphis. I get barbecue here. I get barbecue in Georgia. I mean, I get barbecue anywhere. But Kansas City is known for its barbecue. Sorry, Shep. I hope you don't get, like, just yelled at, tweeted at, messaged about that commentary, man.
I don't think people are passionate about barbecue in Kansas City to even lift a finger to tweet about it. I'm just being real.
Okay, Google Kansas City barbecue. You come through the airport, which they've nicely remodeled, by the way. They finished it last week before the draft. The old airport here before it was remodeled, it looked like a rundown bus station. But the airport now is absolutely beautiful. And you're walking through the terminal, and all you see are video advertisements for barbecue. Like, Gates Barbecue is one of the famous places here. I've been there. You go in, I think they ask you, may I help you? And like 20 people asking, may I help you? In stereo. And barbecue is the thing here. It really is. Speaking of barbecue, someplace else, my apologies, that has absolutely amazing barbecue and food. I was going to say cuisine, and I kind of mixed them up. Houston, Texas. And so Ime Udoka is the new head coach of the Houston Rockets. Instead of indulging in people who don't happen to be his wife, my apologies, Ime Udoka can now indulge in barbecue or Cajun food or soul food or Mexican food, or he can eat whatever the hell it is that he wants because he's going to be coaching the Houston Rockets. We know about Ime Udoka. Played for the Spurs, bench warmer. Had some nice moments, but bench warmer. Coached with the Spurs. Went to Philadelphia as an assistant. Went to the Brooklyn Nets as an assistant. And then in his first year, his first opportunity with the Boston Celtics last season, Ime Udoka. This man went to the NBA Finals. They lost, but he went to the NBA Finals. Yeah, it's real tough trying to stop that Steph Curry guy when he's lighting you up. And so the Houston Rockets have a tough head coach. The Houston Rockets now have a head coach who is not going to waver when it comes down to commitment. And if you have watched a minute or a second of the Houston Rockets, typically I'll have them on in the background because I cannot sit down and watch a full game of them at least. They're just a bunch of young guys running up and down the court being losers. I'm sorry. They're doing what they want. They're taking shots. It's no big deal. Jalen Green, 22 points a game, 40% from the field. Yeah, taking any shot that he wants. Kevin Porter Jr., when he's healthy enough to play, he's giving you 19. Şengün, he's out there trying to be a double-double player. Jabari Smith, shout-outs to everybody at Auburn. Jabari Smith, he's going to be good. Like, they have a great young team, but it's going to take a few years for them to get it together. And Ime Udoka is supposed to be the dude to press the button. Ime Udoka spoke to the media today. And, of course, the biggest question wasn't about basketball. The biggest question for Ime Udoka was, man, what the hell happened up in Boston? And how are you going to ensure that that doesn't happen down here?
Having that time off and really a full understanding of how many people you impact by a poor decision, that's where you start with the ownership and accountability. You know, I preach that to the players, and so I have to take responsibility for my part in it. Took leadership and sensitivity training and some counseling with my son to help him improve the situation that I put him in. And so I spent the year, you can grow from adversity, and I think I've done that this year. If you spend it in the right direction or take the right steps.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine, folks. Remember, it looked like the Brooklyn Nets wanted to bring him on, but it was just like, whoa, too soon. And they elevated Jacque Vaughn to keep the job. Look, I don't think I'm saying anything that nobody's familiar with. People sleep around all the time. People sleep with folks who don't happen to be their partner or their spouse or their wife or whatever you call whoever you sleep with. People step out. And he wasn't married to Nia Long, but he was in a relationship. They got a kid. He's almost a teenager. And God bless him. He went to counseling. But people get over this. You know, when this initially happened with Ime Udoka, people were just screaming and yelling about, how is he going to go to another organization? How are women going to feel comfortable? I would venture to say there's a good segment of women who just, they don't care. He ain't talking to me. He's not trying to sleep with me. It ain't none of my business. I do not care. And so as long as Ime Udoka could make Jalen Green raise his field goal percentage by slowing down on a dumbass shots, I don't think anybody will care what takes place in Houston with Ime Udoka at the helm. At the same time, he's going to have an opportunity to grow with this team. In the Houston Rockets, they have $60 million in cap space. $60 million. I know we've all heard the rumors about bringing back James Harden, but God knows, nobody wants to see that. Nobody. Congratulations to the Houston Rockets. You got rid of Steven Silas. You're bringing in Ime Udoka, and you're hoping for a turnaround, hopefully sooner than later. And hopefully Ime Udoka minds his business. I think he will. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead right now. And who is this? I don't know who this is. Let's talk to Justin. He's calling from Ontario. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Justin?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you okay?
I'm good. Thank you for the hockey update. I appreciated it.
Oh, that doesn't have anything to do with me, but go ahead.
That's good. I just want to ask you, so listening to CBS Sports Radio, I heard something that, you know, if a team's quarterback makes more than 13% of the salary cap, the team doesn't win the Super Bowl. So I'm asking you, one, is that a true statement? And two, if it is, why would a general manager ever sign a quarterback for more than 30% knowing that they're not going to win? Like, where is the logic in that?
So I don't know the exact percentage, so I can't respond to something that I'm not fully aware of. But what I do know is that the comment that you made is a prevalent one. that, oh my God, if you decide to sign or re-sign a quarterback and you now have to pay him, I don't know, 10, 15, 20% of the salary cap, you're not going to win. I don't believe in that. Here's the deal. If you don't have a quarterback worth a damn, you're not winning anything. You will not be competitive. Everybody wants to strike it rich right out of the gate, drafting a quarterback and not having to pay him $40 and $50 million out of the gate, because obviously you can then allocate those resources across the roster. And then, yes, when you start paying a quarterback, you have less resources to spread around to the rest of the team, to the wide receiver, to the defenders, etc. But if you have a quarterback, at least you can stay competitive. Has it happened up until now? No, but let's look at it this way. Patrick Mahomes is making $45 million. We now see quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts making approximately $51 million. Joe Burrow just had his fifth-year option picked up. Both he and Herbert will likely be in the same range. They're going to up how much money Patrick Mahomes gets paid. But you also have to keep in mind the salary cap is going to rise as well. And so I am not a subscriber of, oh, my God, you pay the quarterback, you're going to be in the toilet. It's going to happen into the future, because if you don't have a quarterback, if you ain't willing to pay him, you don't have nothing.
All right. I see it. Okay.
Well, thank you, Justin. I appreciate you.
All right. Take care, JR.
All right. Thank you. David is calling from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, David.
JR, it's David calling from Portland. First time caller. Been listening since I work at a clinic in town. I'm driving home. I work 10 to 7, and you're a part of my Q every night. I love talking to, hearing you.
Thank you.
Great sports insight.
All right.
So thanks for having me on.
Sure. Well, you're up against a break. Can I put you on hold, or what's the deal?
Yes. How about you do that? I'll park, and we can talk. And I'm from Kansas City and Philadelphia, so I have some pointers to help out with some food recommendations as well.
Uh-oh. I don't know if I need them, but I'm going to put
it's
you on
objective.
Hold.
It's about pizza, not about barbecue.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on, Dave. Okay. All right, David. Well, hold on. See, Shep, is he going to – I don't know what he's going to say. Is he going to talk about barbecue in Kansas City? What is he talking about pizza?
He's going to talk about pizza, barbecue, the Federal Reserve. He has a lot to say, JR, so just be ready. Sounds
very
informed.
If you are visiting Kansas City, David is going to have recommendations. We're going to hear from David on the other side of the break. He's going to welcome all of us to Kansas City, and then we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. He's been welcomed to the New York Jets. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Hey, football fans, Baldy here. I'm doing something special for this year's NFL Draft. Jason Locke and Four and myself are hosting the 2023 Odyssey NFL Draft Show. Join us on the first night of the draft, talking with local experts from our Odyssey podcast from across the country. And leading up to the draft, check out our podcast, In the Huddle. I'm going to give you some inside scoop on the best prospects for your favorite team. It all starts tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on the free Odyssey app.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.